You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Whoever you are and wherever you are, welcome to the I'm in Love with That Song podcast. I'm your host, Brad Page, and this time we're going to get a little dark and a little weird. This is Roxy Music with In Every Dream Home, a Heartache. On each episode of this podcast, I pick a song and we listen to it together, exploring all of the elements that make it a great song. No musical knowledge is required. We don't get technical here. We're just focusing on the performances, the production techniques, and the musical choices that went into making this song great. For Roxy Music fans, this one is a classic, but if you're not familiar with Roxy Music, you've probably never heard this song before, In Every Dream Home, a Heartache. Roxy Music was formed in England in 1971 with a unique blend of pop sensibilities and experimental music. They could be dramatic, they could be campy, they could be romantic, and they were sophisticated. They signed to Island Records and released their first album in 1972. Their second album, For Your Pleasure, was released in March 1973, and Every Dream Home, a Heartache was the last song on side one of that album. The lineup of Roxy Music at this time included songwriter and vocalist Brian Ferry, guitarist Ray Manzanera, Andy McKay on organ, saxophone, and oboe, Paul Thompson on drums, John Porter on bass, and Brian Eno on synthesizer. This album was their first collaboration with producer Chris Thomas, who would eventually produce about five albums for Roxy Music. In Every Dream Home, a Heartache is a song about conspicuous consumerism, wealth and decadence, and what happens when you've gotten everything you want. It's also about a guy and his obsession with a blow-up doll.
In every dream home, a heartache, and every step I take takes me further from heaven. Is there a heaven?
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Brian Ferry studied fine art at Newcastle University. One of his instructors was Richard Hamilton, a highly regarded artist. Hamilton encouraged his students to consider TV, comic books, fashion, and pop music with the same artistic respect as fine art. He believed that everything was a product, even highbrow art. Hamilton's most famous work was a photo collage called Just What Is It About Today's Homes That Makes Them So Different, So Appealing? In this collage, he used clippings from magazines and advertisements as a critique of consumerism. You can see how this piece of art influenced Roxy music in general and this song in particular. Both the artwork and the song are critical of consumerism, but the song goes further. It's a song about sex that's not particularly sexy. It's more creepy than sexy. It's about the decadent and depraved world of the wealthy. Shortly before Roxy Music started work on their second album, For Your Pleasure, Baroness Mary Helene Rothschild hosted a party at her extravagant mansion in France on December 12, 1972. The theme was a surrealist ball. The invitations were written backwards, so you had to hold them to a mirror just to be able to read them. She had the mansion lit with red and yellow lights, giving it a hellish appearance. The dress code was black tie, long dresses, and surrealist heads. Along the main staircase, servants and footmen dressed as cats pawed at each other and pretended to be asleep. Rothschild herself wore an oversized horse's head decorated with diamond tears. Food was served on a mannequin corpse laying on a bed of roses. Crazy stuff. The guest list included movie stars, artists, musicians, nobility, fashion designers, models, and the guest of honor, of course, was Salvador Dali. This party became legendary. If you've seen Stanley Kubrick's film Eyes Wide Shut, that infamous party scene was apparently inspired by Rothschild's surrealist ball. The cover of Roxy Music's For Your Pleasure features a woman in a black leather dress with a panther on a leash. That woman is Amanda Lear. Amanda Lear was in a relationship with Brian Ferry. She was also very close to Salvador Dali, and she was a guest at the Surrealist Ball. If you'd like to see some pictures and learn more about the Surrealist Ball, I'll post some links in the show notes. So, this flaunting of wealth, the decadence, the dark imagery, all of it finds its way into this song. It conjures up a whole different world, unfamiliar to you and me, a world of the 1% living in a completely different society. Lifestyles of the rich and famous. Brian Ferry was a working class boy, now mingling with the elite. In this song, you can feel both his attraction to and rejection of this decadence. In Every Dream Home, A Heartache is a distinctly unique song, not just lyrically, but musically too. In the background, the song cycles through a progression of four chords, endlessly repeating, but building each time.
In every dream home, a heartache. and every step I take takes me further from heaven. Is there a heaven? I'd like to think so. Standards of living, they're rising daily, but home, oh sweet home, it's only a saying. From bell push to faucet, in smart town apartment, the cottage is pretty, the main house a palace, penthouse perfection. But what goes on, what to do there, better pray there.
The lyrics don't rhyme and they don't follow a traditional rhythmic pattern. The first line is 8 syllables long.
In every dream home, a heartache.
The second line is 6 syllables.
And every step I take.
The third, 7 syllables.
Takes me further from heaven.
Then the next 5 lines are all 5 syllables each.
Is there a heaven? I'd like to think so. Standards of living, they're rising daily, but home, oh sweet home.
So it feels like we've established a pattern here, but the next 5 lines are all 6 syllables each.
It's only a saying. From bell push to faucet, in smart town apartment, the cottage is pretty, the main house a palace.
Then as they keep the rhythm always changing and unsettled, we get 1 line of 5 syllables and 3 lines of 4.
Penthouse perfection, but what goes on, what to do there, better pray there.
So they've set the stage. Over this swirling instrumental bed of guitars and organs and keyboards and no drums yet, the singer tells us he has this beautiful home, the main house a palace, he says. But clearly he's not happy there. Home sweet home is only a saying, he sings. Penthouse perfection, but what goes on, what to do there? Well, let's find out what he's doing there.
Open plan living, bungalow ranch style, all of its comforts seem so essential. I bought you mail order, my plain wrapper baby. Your skin is like vinyl, the perfect companion.
Now we're getting somewhere. Listen to how he lists those modern comforts. Open plan living, bungalow ranch style, and then matter-of-factly talks about how he acquired his object of affection by mail order. My plain wrapper baby. Love and sex is just another commodity. She's just another object of modern comfort.
Open plan living, bungalow ranch style, all of its comforts seem so essential. I bought you mail order. My plain wrapper, baby. Your skin is like vinyl, the perfect companion. You float in my new pool, deluxe and delightful. Inflatable doll, my role is to serve you. Disposable darling, can't throw you away now.
Inflatable doll, my role is to serve you. Disposable darling, can't throw you away now. He's a little obsessed.
Immortal and life-size, my breath is inside you. I'll dress you up daily and keep you till death's eyes.
Immortal and life-size, my breath is inside you. That's a great line, my breath is inside you. Multiple meanings there. Then he sings, I'll dress you up daily and keep you till death sighs. So in the span of this verse, she's evolved from being a package that arrived in the mail to him personifying her to her being something more than human, immortal, he sang. She'll never change. She'll never age. He called her the perfect companion earlier, right? And when he says he'll keep her till death, that's his death he's talking about. She's immortal. But this is a one-way relationship. She'll never love him back. The singer is just at the ultimate endpoint of our whole consumerist culture. Our computers and iPhones, our fancy cars, our expensive guitars, our big dream houses, none of it will ever love us back. He's about to discover that as this final verse begins with the line, inflatable doll, lover ungrateful. And then we get the punchline of the song.
Inflatable doll, lover ungrateful. I blew up your body. But you blew my mind.
I blew up your body, but you blew my mind. Get it? The first half of the song ends abruptly with that line, and then it erupts into an orgasmic guitar solo by Phil Manzanera.
I blew up your body. But you blew my mind.
Phil Manzanera is tearing it up on guitar, but listen to those drums by Paul Thompson, too. There's about 3 seconds of silence, and then... they fade back in, this time with heavy phasing and flanging effects applied so that all the instruments are a swirling psychedelic mindscape. Manzanera's guitar gets more unhinged as the song fades for the second time into the future. In Every Dream Home, a Heartache by Roxy Music. This is a song about a love doll that isn't played for cheap laughs. They're actually trying to say something. If you're a frequent Netflix viewer and this song sounds a little familiar to you, it's probably because you recognize it as the song that opens the season 2 premiere of Mindhunter. They use this song really effectively in that episode. Thanks for listening. I hope you appreciated our little exploration of the dark side in this episode. If you'd like to learn more about this song or any song in the Roxy Music catalog, then you've got to check out roxymusicsongs.com. Kevin Murray has put together an amazing website there with excellent analysis of Roxy's work. His site was invaluable to this episode, so thank you, Kevin. That's it for this episode. You can find me on Facebook by searching for the I'm in Love with That Song podcast. Find me on Twitter at PopStaffTweets or email me at lovethatsongpodcast@gmail.com. If you take a minute to leave a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to this show, it really is appreciated. Thank you. While I head out the door, why don't you have another listen to Roxy Music with In Every Dream Home, a Heartache.
In every dream home, a heartache. And every step I take takes me further from heaven. Is there a heaven? I'd like to think so.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.